Less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, Legal Guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. A non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
We go to the top of the second inning. Sal Frelick to lead things off for the Brewers in a 0-0 ball game. Sal 1-for-4 last night, on base streak to 17 games now for Frelick. As Hicks brings home the pitch, and Sal checks on a fastball that caught the outside edge. And it's 0-1. Sal hitting .338, a home run, six driven in on the year for Frelick. 0-1 is outside, and it's one ball and one strike. He is putting the ball in play. 89% contact rate for Sal Frelick. And he's hitting the ball harder than he has in his big league career so far this year. Pitch missed in with a two-seamer, and it's two balls and one strike on Frelick. Really, by I think about every metric, everything's increased for Sal. 2-1 is a bouncer to first. Couple of hops out to David Villar, who fields it and steps on the bag and retires Frelick. One away for Jake Bowers. Giants defensively, left to right in the outfield. Ramos, Lee, Matos. Chapman is as good as there is at third base. Adamas, the shortstop. Fitzgerald at second. VR, we just told you, at first base. And Patrick Bailey does the catching tonight for San Francisco. Hicks brings home the pitch, and Bowers takes outside. It's 1-0. Alan Porter, the crew chief, calling the balls and strikes tonight. Brian Walsh at first. Jim Wolf at second. Alex McKay at third base, as Bowers takes outside of the breaking ball. It goes to 2-0. One out, nobody on here in the top of the second inning. On a cooler but very beautiful night in San Francisco. 2-0, that caught the inside corner with a sinker, and it's 2-1. Yamacovey Cove beyond right field. Big crowd here tonight. At 30,000 plus last night, as another strike nailed the inside corner. And it does appear, at least early, that Hicks has pretty good command with that sinker, which has been a pitch that throughout his career has been his bread and butter, but it hasn't been as effective through his first four starts of this year. 2-2. His ground ball to second base. Fitzgerald plays it out of the dirt and throws to first. And there's two away for Vinny Capra. Well, made right here in Wisconsin, Cedar Crest Ice Cream. It's the hometown favorite. Just like Usinger's Fine Sausage, which is, of course, made in Milwaukee. And then don't forget about Pine River's award-winning cheese spreads from Wisconsin's best dairy farms. Doesn't get any better than hometown favorites that are also best in class. Pitch to Capra is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Capra, 0-94 average for Vinny. Hicks, 0-1. That missed a little tall with that sinker. And it's one ball and one strike. Capra's opportunities have been limited since Friday when Durbin came up. One for his last 28. And 0 for his last 19 for Vinny Capra as he takes a strike with a breaking ball right down the middle. It's 1-2. So Capra, who homered on opening day in New York, is definitely due. Picks 1-2 pitch. That's high. And it goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Came back with another sweeper. Hicks on the first base side of the rubber as he looks in. And the 2-2 pitch. That missed outside, and the count is full. It is 3-2. That was a two-seamer off the plate. Fairly easy take for Capra. As Hicks brings home the 3-2 pitch, and he checked, and it missed outside with a sinker. So a nice at bat from Vinny Capra. He works the walk. And before Garrett Mitchell scrolls to the plate, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight from Oracle Park in San Francisco. The pitch to Mitchell is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Capra is at first with 2 outs after the ortho ASAP walk. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. No score here in the second inning as Mitchell checked on a sinker that caught the very bottom of the zone, and he's behind 0-2. Mitchell hitting 214, no home runs, 3 driven in, came off the bench in last night's game and went 0-2. And a swing and a miss. He was late on a fastball at 99. Mitchell strikes out on 3 pitches, and the inning is over. Brewers unable to get anything going in that second inning. We go to the bottom of 2-0-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We get it. Medicare supplement plans don't always include the dentist you want or provide the dental coverage you need. That's why the Wisconsin Dental Association created the new WDA Dental Savings Club. With a statewide network of WDA dentists and savings up to 55%, club members can choose from hundreds of trusted dentists to get the quality care they want and need at more affordable prices. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LionaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor,
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. 4 packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing and a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score. Brewers and the Giants. Matt Chapman to lead things off for San Francisco. Jose Quintana working out of the windup and brings home the first pitch to Chapman. And it's a curveball that missed low. It's 1-0. Chapman 0 for 3 last night, hitting 231 on the year, 4 home runs, 14 driven in. Quintana worked a 1-2-3 first inning and brings home the 1-0 pitch, and that's in there for a strike on a two-seam fastball, and it's 1-1. Brewers defensively, left to right in the outfield, Churio, Mitchell, Frelick. Durbin's at third, Capra at short tonight, Terang at second, Bowers at first. The 1-1 is a strike at the knees. And it's 1-2. Contreras does the catching of Quintana. It would appear, and it's still very early, that Alan Porter's strike zone, generous at the bottom of the zone, maybe not so generous at the very top of the zone. 1-2 pitch is down low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. That should be pretty good news for Jose Quintana, who likes to pitch at the bottom of the zone a lot. Working against Matt Chapman here. He was a nice addition before last season for San Francisco. Two-two. Hit foul and out of play first base side. We do it again at two balls and two strikes. That's something the Giants have done the last couple of years, Josh, is maybe wait to the back part of free agency and then go get one of those guys in that second tier, like Chapman, maybe like Willie Adames. 2-2. Did he go? They appealed to first. He did not. That changeup missed away, and now the count is full, three balls and two strikes. And they've come up with some good finds by doing that. Chapman turned out to be a very good find a year ago. 3-2 pitch. Fouled out of play first base side. We do it again at 3-2.
Well, it feels like they're in the mix for all the big names. They tried to land Aaron Judge. They couldn't quite get him. They tried to get Shohei. They couldn't get him. But the guys that they've had to quote-unquote settle for are pretty good players.
Quintana's 3-2. Fly ball right center field. This hit deep. Frelick retreating back and now being called off in right center by Mitchell. And Mitchell gets there in time to make the catch. And there's one away. Boy, the way Frelick went back on that ball, it looked like it was hit a lot further than that. Back into the triples alley where it's 4-15. But Mitchell very calmly coasting over there and calling him off. And made what ended up being a fairly routine catch in right center. One away for Wilmer Flores. Flores homered last night, his seventh of the season. And Quintana brings home the pitch. And it's through there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Flores has 24 RBIs already this year. That is tied for the most in the National League. 0-1. That's in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. One down, nobody on here. Bottom of the second inning. O-2 pitch. Curveball hit in the air to right. That's going to drop in front of Frelick. It's actually an elevated fastball that somehow Flores got to and went the other way with it. And hit it into right field for a base hit. So it's a one-out single. And here's Luis Matos.
Kind of punched it. It was a half swing. I don't know if Wilmer Flores did that on purpose or not, but it's like he guided the ball to right field in front of Sal Frelick, like he did it on purpose.
Like a punch shot in golf a little bit. Just kind of almost a check swing, just trying to get up into it. And it worked out for Flores. First pitch to Matos, a swing and a miss. And a changeup down low, and it's 0-1. Matos 0 for his last 16. He's hitting just 167 on the air with a home run. And one driven in. Quintana looks in. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased a changeup away. And it's 0-2. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Slow down, move over, and drive safely in work zones. As Matos uses his timeout. And now gets back into the box. O-2 pitch. That missed down and away with a changeup. He didn't chase that one. It's 1-2. You can look at the Giants lineup and see that their lineup against a left-handed pitcher certainly not as intimidating as it is against a right-handed starting pitcher. 1-2 is a ground ball to short. Capra has it to second for one. On to first in time. Matos rolls into a 6-4-3 double play. And the inning is over. We go to the third inning. 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with the staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton and AM 1100.
Only at Z-Bart.
We go to the third inning here in San Francisco. No score between the Brewers and the Giants. And Josh Maurer stepping into the play-by-play to change that now.
Let's do it. Thank you, Lane. It'll be Caleb Durbin to greet the hard-throwing right-hander Jordan Hicks. He'll take just a little bit low. Ball one. 9-1 and 2 in the order against Jordan Hicks. Caleb Durbin coming off of his first major league home run last night. This one is upstairs. 96 miles an hour. 2-0 on Caleb Durbin in his fifth major league start. Hitting 200. 3-for-15 with that homer. 2-0 pitch is in there. Right down the middle. 2-1. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Three bagger in the third contest. Tonight's contestant, Mary Lamping from Greenfield. 2-1 pitch. Hit the opposite way, fair, inside the bag at first. And it caroms off the sidewall down the right field line. Into second goes Durbin. And the throw is not nearly in time. Opposite way, he doubles to lead off the third inning for the Brewers. Caleb Durbin making things happen out of the bottom of the order here in San Francisco. Brewers have a runner at second with nobody out for the second time already tonight. They'll try to make it a different story than it was in the first when they failed to score. That was a 98-mile-an-hour pitch. He somehow kept it fair. Now Bryce Terang. Swinging a line drive left field. That's in for a base hit in front of Ramos. Being held at third is Durbin. Elliot Ramos got to it quickly, and they'll be on the corners with nobody out. Bryce goes the opposite way, and he singles for the second time in as many at-bats. That one looked almost exactly like his first hit. And now you're really cooking here in a scoreless game. First and third, none outs. Jackson Churio coming to the plate.
Bryce's opposite field approach is such a pretty looking swing, isn't it?
Yes. It really is. It's been a calling card of his throughout his big league career. Pitch to Churio, swing and a miss. Just a low breaking ball. Nothing and one on Jackson, who reached on a slow infield single back in the first. This is the second time the Brewers have had the first two batters in an inning get hits. 0-1 pitch. Just missed. A little bit low. That was very close. 1-1. By the way, with the double that Durbin hit, $75 donated to the Mac Fund by West Bend, the Silver Lining. Great speed on the base paths with Durbin at third and Terang at first. Here comes 1-1. Swinging a ground ball, slowly hit over the pitcher at the second baseman, Fitzgerald Fields. And he tags out the runner, Terang, but the throw to first is late and a run scores. It's a fielder's choice ground out by Jackson Churio. And the Brewers take a 1-0 lead. Brewers are arguing that the second baseman Fitzgerald missed the tag on Bryce Terang as he was running to second base. The ruling, I think, was that Terang went out of the baseline, because I don't think Fitzgerald did tag him.
No, he didn't tag him. That was the call, that he went out of the baseline. And so Pat Murphy came out to check on that and make sure, but got a quick explanation.
So give Churio an RBI. It's 1-0. He's at first. And now Yelich up there swinging. Got a 98-mile-an-hour pitch, and he fouls it straight back.
I'll tell you, Josh, it didn't look like he went that far out of the baseline. It was more of a hesitation and a stop. He probably did by the definition, I suppose, but it wasn't as egregious as it looked, just because he slowed down and kind of jumped at the same time.
It's like he made a swim move.
Mm-hmm.
Durbin's the one who scored. There's one out in the inning as Churio drives in the first run of the night, his 20th RBI of the young season. The pitch is outside and a little bit high on Christian Yelich, so it's 1-1. Brewers strike first, just as they did yesterday. Brewers had the two-run home run from Durbin in the second inning, and then they never scored again in game one of the series. Giants took the series lead lifter 5-2. Now the 1-1. Yelich takes a strike. Ooh, just clipped the upper outside corner. Didn't have to be. 1-2, though. Yelich grounded into a double play his first time. 1-2 pitch. That one was high. That was a hard fastball, 97 miles an hour. The four-seamer from Hicks. He's always had that big arm, going back to his days as a reliever with the Cardinals. 2-2 on Yelich. Now the pitch. Swinging a line drive in a left field, blooping in. That's a base hit. Oh, it was read well by Churio. He turns second. He'll make it to third, and Ramos mistakenly throws to third. He had no chance to get him. And reading that, Yelich advances to second base. It's a bloop single. I'm sure they would score it. And Yelich, great base running to get an extra 90 feet at the end of the play. They're on second and third with one out. Great piece of hitting by Yelly. Another opposite field hit. They've scored it a double. Yelich, he never stopped when he got to first base. He was running hard, but I think it's because he saw the throw going to third base from Elliot Ramos.
Yeah, I could have been okay with that just being a single, but I won't argue it being a double either for Christian's sake.
Neither will the folks at the Mac Fund. They get another $75. Second donation by West Bend, the silver lining in this inning. So the Brewers leading 1-0. You've got runners on second and third. There was a quick mound visit. And now here comes William Contreras. The infield is up. The pitch is a breaking ball low from Hicks. Contreras struck out to end the first. Churio is at third. Yelich is at second. The pitch, outside corner. Called a strike, 99 miles an hour. Big RBI opportunity, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball past the drawn in infield left side, base hit. Rounding third comes the second runner. Yelich scores right behind Churio. It's a two-run single. William Contreras. Brewers have three across in the third and have a 3-0 lead in San Fran. Infield was up. That might have gotten through anyway. It was right in between the third baseman Chapman and the shortstop Adames. Chapman came the closest, but he couldn't get a glove on it. Great piece of hitting by Contreras. Boy, the approach against Hicks, it has been impressive here in this third inning. And now it's Frelick with now Contreras at first and still just one out. Sal takes low. This has happened quickly, too. William Contreras is driven in 15. Frelick chops one softly to first. It's a fair ball. Fielded by VR. Tags the bag for the out on Frelick. Throws to second. And then Contreras standing up into the bag. It's a tag play, but they tag him out. So it's a double play for the moment. First base umpire called it fair. And now the home plate umpire overruled him. Oh, and Alan Porter says that it hit Frelick. the batter, and that makes it a foul ball automatically.
I think that's what Alan Porter is calling here.
First base umpire Brian Walsh said fair ball.
Hit him on his toes.
Yeah. That's the call. So while everybody assumed that the ball was in play and you were going to have a 3-6 double play to end the inning, it was a dead ball from the moment it hit the foot of Frelick, the batter. Bob Melvin out to talk with Alan Porter.
You got it right.
Crowd won't like it. Frelick just comes back into the box with a 1-1 count. Just got a tiny piece of his shoe, right?
It looked like it got a little bit of his shoe top.
So back to first goes Contreras. 3-0 Brewers in the third. And a throw to first base. William is in safely standing up.
I mean, you just go back and think about it, Josh. There's no doubt that he fielded it in fair territory. If it doesn't hit his foot, that's a fair ball.
Now the pitch. Caught the outside corner with a backdoor breaking ball. 1-2 on Sal.
It was the only thing it could have been. And looking at the replay, that's what it was.
Frelick grounded out to first base already once. 1-2 pitch, fly ball in the left center field. It's going to slice right to Elliot Ramos in left, and he'll make the catch. Medium depth, and back to first goes Contreras. So there is finally the second out of the inning. Left-handed hitter hitting that ball with slice ended up making it a pretty routine play for the left fielder, and that brings up Jake Bowers. Four of the first five to come to the plate for the Crew in this inning got hits before that flyout. Pitch to Bowers. Pumped in. Knee high, 98 mile an hour, strike one. Bowers grounded out to second base last inning. And he'll take another strike. The top of the zone. Breaking ball, nothing in two. I was saying this a few moments ago. The approach this inning has been just exactly what you're looking for against a guy like Hicks. 0-2 pitch down low. Breaking ball bounced in, ball one. They've taken what he's given you.
And save for Durbin, this is the second time through for all of these guys. So whatever adjustment they needed to make, they've made it.
RBI fielder's choice from Churio. Two runs single by Contreras. Three runs across. Williams at first with two out. Hicks set at the belt, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a splitter. Foul tip, in fact, but held onto by Patrick Bailey to retire the side. It's the third strikeout for Hicks, but the Brewers plate three. As we go to the bottom of the third, they've got a 3-0 lead in San Francisco on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Addison Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit AddisonJones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup, troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Well, Jose Quintana, who's faced the minimum through two innings, has now been handed a 3-0 lead with which to work as we go to the bottom of the third. Gave up a single last inning, did Quintana, but that batter was quickly erased on a double play. The Brewers just got three runs. Here's David Villar to lead off. Just back up from AAA over the weekend, and Villar takes a little bit low, ball one. This is only his second game of the season with the Giants. He's 1-for-4. Been back and forth from AAA for 4 years. Takes a strike, 1-1. 4 years in a row, he's been either with Sacramento or these Giants. David Villar, right-handed batter. Got some pop, 1-1 pitch. That's curveball that drops low from Quintana. Brewers baseball brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Sitco can save you money on every fill-up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. Here's a 2-1. VR swings and lifts one into right. Frelick is going back. He's going to have it go over his head and hit up off the fence. Sal waited to play the carom, and David VR makes it easily into second base. Opposite field leadoff double. Told you he's got a little pop. Drove that sinker. Good approach against Quintana. Ball hit maybe about 4 or 5 feet up that big right field wall. Right below the Levi's landing. That's the direction where you can get the splash hits into McCovey Cove. So a runner at second for Patrick Bailey. He'll bat right-handed against Quintana, and look at a strike right at the knees. So some work for Quintana to do to get a shutdown inning. Bailey had a couple RBI last night in the series opener. He's batting only 169. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to second base. It'll advance the runner. It's right at Tarango. He scoops and throws and gets Patrick Bailey by plenty. But over to third goes VR with one out. And the Giants a chance to get on the board with their number nine batter, Tyler Fitzgerald, coming to the plate. Third inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. Corner infielders come up. Pitch coming. Fitzgerald took it low for ball one. Durbin at third. Bowers at first. Pinched in a little closer than normal towards the plate. Middle infielders are back. 1-0 pitch. Fitzgerald swings, fouls it straight back. Tyler Fitzgerald, coming off of a very good rookie season a year ago, is off to an even better start in his sophomore year, if you will. He's hitting .318. He's now ninth in the National League in batting average. 3-0 Brewers, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. High sinker, and he went up the ladder to chase it, so the count goes to 1-2. Quintana would love a punch out. Now the entire infield's going to come in with two strikes. Once the punch out of the pop-up, 1-2 pitch outside. Change up, and Tyler Fitzgerald didn't fish after it, so the count is even. Fitzgerald, a right-handed hitter. Quintana gets his sign from Contreras. Set at the belt. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, foul, back into the screen. Fastball that was way inside. It tied him up. It was so far in on the hands. Pretty impressive. He got a piece of it. It was not a land strike. That tells you that Fitzgerald's in chase mode. Elliot Ramos, the leadoff batter, is on deck. One out in the inning. Infield in. The 2-2 again. Down in the dirt. Didn't chase a curveball. It was blocked by Contreras, and now the count is full. Told you that last night the Brewers had a 2-0 lead early, and the Giants ended up scoring the final five runs. They scored exactly one run in five different innings to win the series opener yesterday. Quintana, a big pitch, and he'll step off and use the disengagement here. He was getting close to the end of the pitch clock. You get two of those, might as well use one there. Runner at third base is VR. Quintana ready. 3-2 coming. Swung on, broken bat. Flair falls in right field base hit. Busted the bat. Made a great pitch, but Tyler Fitzgerald somehow dumps it in front of Sal Frelick. Scoring from third is VR, and it's a 3-1 ball game. What can you do? Make a great pitch. That bat absolutely exploded. The barrel went all the way out towards the pitcher's mound. The only part of the bat left in Tyler Fitzgerald's hand was right around the knob.
You could see the disgust from Jose Quintana almost immediately. One hand on his hip, just kind of like, you got to be kidding me.
So it's 3-1, and now here comes Elliot Ramos. Runner at first and one out. The pitch is low, ball one. That's two hits of the three that he's allowed the first time through the Giants' order that have kind of been that way. Flores, last standing, had a half-swing single. Ramos struck out to begin the outing. 1-0. Low on a change, 2-0. So Tyler Fitzgerald gets the RBI, his seventh of the year. Get the feeling that these Giants are just kind of comfortable playing from behind. 2-0 pitch. Ramos takes low. It's 3-0. Another change. Willy Adames in the on-deck circle. Giants coming in. Fourth best record in the majors. Only behind the Dodgers, Padres, and Mets. 3-1 Brewers. 3-0 pitch. Ramos takes right down the middle for a strike. This is a good team. 15-8. Third to first, checking over on Fitzgerald. He's in safely standing up. Brewers coming into the night a game above 500, 12-11. Just the second of what'll be a season-long 10-game road trip. 3-1, a hitter's count for Elliot Ramos. Quintana ready, and he throws. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Base hit past the diving shortstop Capper in the center. Stopping at second is Fitzgerald as Garrett Mitchell charged in to pick it up off the grass. And three of the four to come up this inning have hits for the Giants. Elliot Ramos has a single, and that's two on to put the tying runners on base for Willie. Kind of the way the top of the inning began for the Brewers' offense against Jordan Hicks. Contreras is going to go pay Quintana a visit. Trip to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reserve your seat at Potawatomi to watch every pick this week in Green Bay. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Well, here comes Adames.
I mean, these last two hits, one was hit 73 miles an hour. That one was hit 84 miles an hour. Not exactly rockets.
Really, the only ball that they've hit hard was the leadoff double by VR. And by the only ball they've hit hard, I mean in the entire game thus far, not just this inning. Willie grounded to shortstop in the first. Two on, one out. Now the pitch. Breaking ball fouled off of Contreras. He hit that one right off of William for a strike, and Contreras hobbles, takes a little walk back behind home plate. Got him off the shoe. Ouch. We're afforded a monitor in here so we can see the replay. Missed his shin protector, got him right off the cleat. Now William back in his crouch. 0-1 on Adames. Pitch coming. Swung on, flied into right. This is deep. Going back with a play, though, is Frelick. Back into his left. Right in front of the warning track. Makes the catch. Tagging at second base is Fitzgerald. He advances to third. Willie tries an opposite field bid, but it's caught for the second out of the inning. And they're on the corners for Jung-Hoo Lee. the fan favorite out of Korea. Well, one thing that I've really been impressed by in watching Jung-Hoo Lee with my own two eyes for the first time this series is how quick his bat is. Left-handed batter, he can get to anything. 3-1 Brewers, big spot here. They're on the corners with two out in the third, and the pitch, swing and a miss. And well, he can get to anything except that. It almost hit him.
He didn't get to that one. Right on cue.
He sure tried. That was so far inside, could have hit him in the hands had he not swung. 0-1 on Jung-Hoo. Quintana stretches and throws. And that's paint on the outside corner with a sinker. Nothing in two. An early candidate for the biggest at-bat of the game. Fitzgerald at third, Ramos at first. Quintana ready in the 0-2 pitch. Good pitch taken outside, though. Jose threw that just where he wanted. 90-mile-an-hour sinker, and Lee just didn't chase after it. Jung-Hoo, 26 years old out of Korea. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and he got out in front and pulled it foul all the way over to the Brewers' dugout first base side. That was way in again. Kind of like the first pitch. This one he got his bat on and fouled it off. 3-1 Milwaukee. Quintana set at the belt. 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball way outside. Fooled him and he struck him out. Contreras dropped it, applies a tag. That ends the inning. That's the second ortho ASAP strikeout of the night for Jose Quintana and a huge one. Giants get just one. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. We go to the fourth, 3-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Join the Brewers on May 17th for a one-of-a-kind cribbage board giveaway, courtesy of 620 WTMJ. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will get the special board featuring the famous racing sausages. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Everyone is talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella Windows. Get no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com.
That was a busy third inning. Brewers got three, Giants got one. That's our score as we hit the fourth. 3-1 Milwaukee as Vinny Capra leads off against Jordan Hicks. First pitch. Called a strike. Very top of the zone, if that. It's the way that Alan Porter deemed it, so it's nothing in one. His opinion's the only one that matters. 0-1. Swung on and popped foul, first base side. Running over into foul ground is David Villar, and he does not catch the ball. Frankly, he could have. It landed on that foul apron on the dirt, only about a step or two away from where Villar was. May have lost track of where he was in relation to the sidewall and the net. That appeared to be catchable, but Capper still with life, nothing in two. We should tell you that over the last 10 to 15 minutes, the wind's really picked up here, and it's blowing out 0-2 pitch inside. It's blowing out to right.
Wind in San Francisco? Never heard of that.
Yeah, you're going to get some help right now if you get one airborne. Pitch hit on the ground towards third. Fair ball behind the back. Backhanded Matt Chapman. Long off-balance throw across the diamond. Got him. Spectacular. No other way to put that one. Matt Chapman, a gold glove play. Takes a hit away from Vinny Capra. One out in the fourth.
Josh, it's not that he made the play, because Matt Chapman's as good as there is over there. And as hard as that play was, you're not shocked he made the play. It's how easy he made it and by how much he made it by. There wasn't even a close play at first base.
He got the throw over to VR on the fly all the way across the infield. Now Garrett Mitchell squares the bunt. Pitch is coming at his noggin. He bails back, gets out of the way somehow. Look out, Garrett. It's ball one. That's scary when you're squaring around and the ball's coming right at your helmet. 95 mile an hour pitch too. Now the 1-0. No bunt. He takes a strike, 1-1. Just going back to that play that Matt Chapman made. I would say at least 80% of Major League third basemen have to bounce that throw.
Yeah.
1-1. Flied foul left side by Mitchell, out of play, 1-2.
So maybe even more than that. It's a tough throw. He took an extra step to get his feet right so he could get it there on the fly instead of having to bounce it across.
Mitchell struck out his first time. The 1-2. Poked foul. Opposite way past third. Good job to spoil a splitter. Carbliss is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss, this is more. 3-1 Brewers in the fourth with one out. 1-2 pitch. Rides a little bit upstairs there from Hicks. 2-2. Jordan Hicks went 7 innings in his last start in Philadelphia. 2-2 pitch. Strike 3 called. Got him looking with a sinker that just clicked the upper inside corner. 96 miles an hour. Fourth strikeout for Hicks. 2 gone. He's got Mitchell twice. Here comes Caleb Durbin. Began the 3-run rally last inning with an opposite field double. As he continues to impress here in his first week in the major leagues. Pitch by Hicks. Misses up. That's ball one. That game against the Phillies last Thursday, Hicks gave up 5 runs in the first inning. And then no runs his last 6 innings of work. 1-0. Durbin lines a base hit into right field. Opposite way on a hop in front of Matos. Another hit. And another one to right field for Caleb Durbin. He's done that twice. Stops at first. This time it's a 2-out single. 2-for-2 out of the 9 hole. I guess velocity doesn't bother him. That was 96. And that brings up Bryce Durang, who's also 2-for-2. Brewers now with 7 hits against Hicks. First pitch. Breaking ball low. Bryce is singled to left field. He's gone the opposite way for his 2 knocks. Durbin a big threat to run. Being held on at first by David Villar. Hicks with a 1-0. Up and in. Bending back out of the way is Terang. 2-0. Brewers lead 3-1. Jordan Hicks, this is the first time in his career that he's pitched against the Brewers as a starter. Throw to first, and Durbin is safe. 1 disengagement used. He made 19 relief appearances with the Cardinals against the Brewers, but never faced him as a starter. Here comes 2-0. Durang takes outside, ball 3. On deck is Churio. He would love to have a chance to hit in the inning with a couple of ducks on the pond. 3-0 on Terang. Set at the belt, Hicks, and he throws. Called a strike. The very upper edge of the zone. Bryce didn't think so. He's got a quizzical look on his face as he turns and looks back at Alan Porter. Our metrics tell us that was the right call, though. 3-1. Outside, ball four, he walks them. That was close as well. That very easily could have been a strike, not deemed as such. Walk right in, Bryce Terang, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. So Durbin up to second, Terang over to first as Jackson Churio comes to the plate. Boy, it's kind of fun to have Durbin and Terang batting back-to-back in the order at 9-1.
That's a pretty good duo there.
Pitch to Jackson, swing and a miss. Ooh, he took a mighty lash.
Speed, complement each other really well. Caleb Durbin is really impressed, hasn't he?
Yes.
I mean, there's no fear with this guy.
Churio takes a ball. Very close, but called low, 1-1. Yeah, Durbin, you just feel like he's given a shot of energy to this whole team. Especially the first two games of this series. He's at second, Bryce Terang at first, and Churio's fooled by a pitch that bounces. He swings and misses half-heartedly and is behind, 1-2. Yeah, you've seen it all year. That's been the plan of attack, to try to get Churio, have him go fishing. 1-2, 2 out. Hicks throws. Swinging a ground ball foul. He got a piece of that breaking ball that was actually in the strike zone. Probably not where Hicks wanted that pitch to be. Churio stays alive, 1-2. Jackson had an infield hit and then drove in the game's first run with a fielder's choice last inning. Officially 1-2. 3-1 Brewers, and Hicks wheels back towards second where Durbin is taking his lead. No pickoff throw, disengagement used. Now the 1-2. Hit in the air and a left. It's right at Elliot Ramos. Comes in maybe one or two steps, and he reaches up to make the catch. That ends the inning. So the Brewers threaten with two outs, but strand a pair. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 3-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people, and they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
More.
Giants batting against Jose Quintana, home fourth, beginning with their cleanup batter, Matt Chapman. It is 3-1 the Brewers. Here's Chapman, who flew to deep right center his first time. The pitch. Squibbed foul. He got a curveball and just hits it off the end of the bat, first base side, nothing and one. Our friends at Network Health salute our nation's veterans. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet their needs. Quintana with an 0-1 pitch. Chapman swings through a fastball, nothing and two. Find the coverage you need and health plan experience you want with Network Health. Learn more at networkhealth.com/veterans. It'll be Chapman, Flores, and Matos. 4-5-6 on Bo Melvin's lineup card. Bob Melvin. The 0-2 coming. Up and in on a fastball. He leans back out of the way, does Matt Chapman. You think it was preordained that at some point in his career, Bob Melvin was going to manage the Giants? Palo Alto guy. 1-2 pitch. Fly ball hit to center. Backtracking is Mitchell with a play. He makes it onto the warning track. Boy, did that sail, but he caught it. Maybe three or four steps in front of the fence did Garrett. I think that gives you an idea of what the wind is doing to the baseball right now if you get it airborne. Chapman is out, though, and there's one away.
Well, he had Oakland, right? So
yeah,
had to check off the other side of the bay.
Bob Melvin, one of the most respected men in the game. Here's Wilmer Flores, singled his first time, and he'll take a strike from Quintana on a changeup at the knees. 3-1 Brewers, bottom four. Bob Melvin has now managed five major league teams, 22 seasons total. Line drive, base hit, right field, Wilmer Flores. That's the second time that he has hit one into right and ends up getting a single out of it. Frelick throws it in. He stops at first with one out. And the tying run comes into the batter's box in Luis Matos. Our drive around the league is brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and Trusted Contractors, building Wisconsin together. Lane, the Cubs are at it at Wrigley again. What a wacky homestand they've had. First pitch coming, Matos takes inside corner, strike one. The Dodgers and Cubs are tied at 10. They're going to the 10th.
That's been quite a homestand at Wrigley. A typical, well, really not a typical April, because usually the wind's blowing in and you have low-scoring games early in the year.
Matos grounded into a double play his first time. Quintana'd love to roll up one of those again. Here's a ground ball to shortstop. Maybe he did. Capra to second one. Terang to first. Yep, he did it again. 6-4-3 double play on the same batter, Luis Matos. Inning over. Was he listening to me? I thought the pitch comm in his ear was relaying the signs, not our radio broadcast.
Wires got crossed. He heard you.
Must have been. Anyway, Cubs and Dodgers, 10-10 in the 10th at Wrigley. We go to the 5th here, 3-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Gorilla Glue offers the adhesive strength you need. From sealants to tapes, get what you need for your project. Gorilla Silicone Sealant's flexible formula won't shrink or crack over time. On sale now through April 27. Check out all our Gorilla products in store and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
It's party time at Cousin Subs. For a limited time only, Cousin's 2-foot party subs are back. Choose from the ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. And now you can complete your party by adding a party chip bag and a dozen chocolate chip cookies for just $4.99. Order today in-store, online, or on the app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is good!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers leading 3-1 into the 5th. Yelich leads off, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Yelich takes a ball low with a breaking ball from Hicks. And it's 1-0 on Christian. And the pitch swung on and fouled straight back into the net. It's 1-1. Christian 1-for-2, had the double back in the third inning. Yelich's average just keeps climbing up to 218 now. He was in the 170s like a week ago. 1-1 is a strike. It caught the upper inside corner, and it's 1-2 on Christian. A 3-1 Brewers lead in the top of the fifth inning as Hicks, at 80 pitches, brings home the 1-2, and he missed with a breaking ball down in the dirt. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Yelich. The City Connect uniforms, these are the 2.0s. Remember, this is their second version of City Connect. And they're not bad. They got a little purple incorporated into the sleeve. 2-2 is fouled back our way and out of play. Stays at 2-2 on Yelich. I'm told the purple is for the music scene in San Francisco.
I had a delightful talk about that with John Miller before we recorded our pregame interview today.
Yelich calls a timeout, really?
About the music scene of San Francisco.
I mean, you're into the music scene anyway. And John Miller is, he's one of our favorites. 2-2 pitch. He is hit foul and out of play down the left field line. Stays at 2-2. If I ask John Miller, how is your day? You know, 99% of other people I would ask, they would say, just fine, thank you. John Miller would have a story based upon saying, hey, how's your day, John? And it would be great. Swing and a miss at a splitter down and away. Strikes out Yelich for the first out of the fifth.